Having a Guinness World Record means a lot to a city like Pueblo, Colorado. It lost the title for largest outdoor mural to a South Korean city in 2018. That artwork is the size of two city blocks. Member station KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports on the effort to take back the record.
This art project requires climbing ropes and harnesses.
It's a little intimidating, not gonna lie. I was a little nervous first day, but you know, you gotta get over those fears and just tackle it.
Pueblo muralist Celeste Velasquez ropes up to balance on the steeply sloped concrete levee above the Arkansas River. She'll paint a four-armed shaman-like native woman.
So my piece is gonna be an indigenous piece. It's gonna represent the culture here in Pueblo and what we're about and just some of my history. So it's going to be real spiritual, real unified.
Multiple freight train tracks line one side of the levee. On the other side, the river flows by and birds soar overhead. The goal is to paint a gallery of linked murals on the nearly 3-mile-long structure. Artist Valerie Eisman of La Vida, Colorado is creating a huge mandala. It looks like a complex geometric flower with concentric rings of petals.
Look at the plans. Maybe blue around the pink.
Do you do your sketch on the computer or by hand?
By hand. Yeah, by hand. And so it's really like this big. And then translating it to this has been pretty fun. It's definitely a challenge.
When you paint on the levee, it has to be big enough so people on the other side of the river can see it clearly. Eisman's section is 24 by 24 feet. She needed approval from the agency that manages the levee. Not so for the muralists who first painted on the levee in the dark of night during the 1970s. They were considered vandals. But over time, city officials began to like the idea. More paintings appeared and combined to form one long mural. 6 years ago, Pueblo artist Cynthia Ramu showed me some of the original murals, before they were destroyed when the levee was repaired.
You can see like a lady with black hair and glasses. I actually painted a Chevy on the levee.
Ramu helped hundreds of people paint on the levee over several decades. She says the loss of the original artwork made her physically ill. But now she wants to see new murals on the blank concrete.
I'm just ecstatic, like I'm barely getting any sleep because the possibilities are endless. My phone is pinging. People around the state are like, wanting to line up, you know, it's just endless opportunities for moving forward.
Some images aren't allowed, like religious designs and advertising. And that's caused a bit of controversy, because some artists feel that any restrictions are censorship. Pueblo Arts Alliance Executive Director Karen Fogelsong is on the Application Review Committee. She defends the guidelines.
Art always affects a community spirit, especially public art. You have to be very careful because you can affect somebody's daily drive to work. You know, like it can change their whole mood.
Applications are rolling in, but it could take a couple of years to reclaim the world record for largest outdoor mural. For NPR News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo, Colorado.